Hey, good evening, everyone. Tonight's share is, was his dedicated memory of Moran Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yehuda Kelemer Zatzal. Today was his yard site. So I thought we'd take a number of pieces for this week's Parsha and perhaps related to the life of Rabbi Kelemer. So the first, I remember on Shabbos, I did mention that there's a Zohar that says, "Ve'elu shemos b'nei Yisrael, al tikri shemos ela shamus." Shamus means from a lashon of shmama, emptiness, tohu, loss of identity. And what was it that saved Klal Yisrael? So we know the shame. They had a certain identity, something that was found within them. And I mentioned that really, that this idea of finding chashivas in someone who is lost, a chashivas in someone who is empty, is really the essence of who Rabbi Kelemer was. So let me begin with the first source on page one of a Meshech Chachma, an amazing statement in the this week's Parsha. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe v'el Aharon v'yitzaveim el b'nei Yisrael v'paro melech Mitzrayim v'hotzi es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. We're going to take three different approaches to this pasuk. The third approach will be a halachic approach, which some people have asked that we introduce a little bit of halacha in this parsha every week. But the first is going to be a Meshech Chachma. The question is, what does it mean by Yidaber Hashem Moshe v'Yalron by Yitzaveim b'nei Yisrael? What does it mean to command b'nei Yisrael and Paro Melech Mitzrayim lahotzis b'nei Yisrael, to take out b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim? What do you mean you're commanding Klal Yisrael? Those who didn't want to leave. So if you look at the Meshech Chachma, it's an unbelievable statement. Yitaken ki gam oz b'mitzrayim ho yigadoli ha'uma asher ho yisorim nechbodim v'efratiyim. In Mitzrayim, there were still great people who were the sarim, who were, you know, who were still honored. They were still nesiim. V'heim ho yimishamtim as b'nei Yisrael avadim. Not only were they not slaves themselves, they enslaved other Jews. Shemachru ha-Mitzrim lahem, that the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, sold to them. V'ulai hayu heima ha-shlosh ha-shvutim, shvatim. And maybe, who were these three shvatim? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Why those three? Shehenhigu shravra b'Mitzrayim kamo she'isa b'medrash. They were shravra, that was they led Klal Yisrael, kamo she'isa b'medrash. Levi Shalohya Bishibud Mitzrayim. Levi, we know, was not part of enslavery. Lochem Lanota Nachla Be'eretz, as a punishment in a sense, did not get his own land in Eretz Yisrael, the Shevet Levi. Chen Reuven Lanota Rak Be'ever Hayardim. Vishimon Niskayim Alav Achalkam Be'yakov. Shimon was surrounded. Kemosha Perish Ramban. Umehem hoyu b'nei Chorin harbe v'sarim, asher hoyu mishabdim es Yisrael hanmukharim lahem memshol shaparo. Lachem tziva Hashem yisparo shebnei Yisrael gam paro yotziu as b'nei Yisrael mehashibud. And therefore, the pshat in the pasuk was that God is commanding Yisrael to also to allow their slaves to leave. V'lochein somach l'ze yichus ha-shlosh ha-shvatim v'messayim hu Aaron u'moshe sha'amar lehem hotziyu es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim al tzivosam. Sheyiyu kol mishpacha v'shevet tzavah b'fnei yatzvah. Every family, every shevet should be on their own. V'lo yishtabdu Yisrael ze l'ze heim ha-medabrim el paro. The next page. Uchenira. Sheleze kivin ha-yishami Rosh Hashanah. And this is probably what the Rishami says in Rosh Hashanah, Yitzaveim b'nei Yisrael, Matzivim, al parsha shiluch avadim. We'll see how Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is going to deal with this particular Gemara. Rosa lama sheyeshluchu avadehim Yisrael sheshivdu tachas yodam k'mo shekasov. So there's the Ko Amar Hashem, Anochi karasi brises avoseichem miyom hetzeisi yosam mi'eretz Mitzrayim, mi'beis avadim le'mar, Mikay Sheva Shonim Tashluchu Isha Sachiva Ivri. The Gemara there says that at this moment, the whole these halachas of the Eved Ivri of after the 6 years was told to Klal Yisrael. Not later on. This wasn't even Shayach. For at least, it's going to be not Shayach for another 50, 60 years. Hanemra B'Yirmiya. V'Yitokin. Here is the kunz. Why did this all occur? Yitokin Lomar B'das HaMedrash Noso. Sheshlosh Sheshvotim Elu Henhigus Rob B'Mitzrayim Lefichos Nisyasku Kan. Api D'Omr B'Mechilta. D'Bishvil Dalet Varm Negalu Sheloshi Nishamam L'Shanam, etc. Four reasons why Klal Yisrael were released, were saved from Mitzrayim. V'Yimitzuyonim L'Gai, they were separate, they were unique, distinct. V'Echziku Atzmon L'Gerim, and they looked at themselves like they were strangers. V'Mnei Shehoyim Etzapim L'Tshuas Hashem, they would always look for the Yeshua from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyakov Beiruch Hasam, why? Yaakov gave them each a bracha, ish kibirchaso b'chlukos ha'aretz. Kimosha amav yektiu elef sidon. Avo, these three shvatim, shlosha shvatim halolo she Yaakov rachkan. What did Yaakov do? He didn't give them brachas. Curse them. And that itself, what the Meshech Chachma is pointing out, we looked at the various last few weeks' parshiyos. We're all talking about the gullus. How are you going to survive in gullus? How do you survive? By thinking of the past, of realizing you still have some special connection to your past, you're able to go through the darkest moments. Ilu hayu mishubadim kechol hacheyem. The Meshech Chachma is saying, if these shvatim, if they were mishubad, just like everyone else, they would have thought that they never would have any chelik whatsoever. They would have given up total help. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashgacha Pratis, Mishtabed Osam B'Chomer Ulubanam. The Meshech Chachma, I must say, this is one of the last Meshech Chachmas I spoke about with Rabbi Kalamer. Remember, he was bringing me different rites from different places. I mean, knew about this Meshech Chachma. So he knew I was a very big fan of Meshech Chachma. He brought me a number of svarim about Meshech Chachma, different notes. Meshech Chachma was making an amazing statement. It is taken to task Yaakov Avinu. He wasn't careful with his words. He wasn't careful with his brachas. He came out against Shimon V'Levi and Reuven in such a manner that they lost all hope. If they lose all hope, they couldn't have been Meshabed. You see from the Meshech Chachma how important it is how you speak. You know, the Lashon, it's not only just from a parent to a child. We know there are certain things that when a parent says to a child, you could wound them forever. I can remember certain things that I heard, that you could wound them forever, that it's such a tragedy. And this was also a very unique attribute of Rabbi Kalamer, of his carefulness, of Yahweh, who spoke to everyone. You know, every individual was careful with his words. He was careful with his muscle, his versa with the tochacha. He was careful when he would disagree with you. I remember once he was just sitting in his office. He was so careful. And once this is my really, really heavy days. I remember he mentioned some kind of a comment like, you know, you should drink Diet Coke. I always drink Diet Coke. But, you know, he felt bad afterwards. And he said Diet Coke because it sounds like he was like commenting on the fact that I was heavy. But that's who he was. He was a person who was very, very medactic with everything that he said. His sermons were always very careful, and especially when he was with individuals. His chashivas that he gave to everyone, to give them a feel that they were a part of. I remember when I first moved into the neighborhood, I came from Brooklyn. So I came from a place where, you know, they didn't give much respect for Reform rabbis. Neither conservative rabbis, especially Reform rabbis. And I remember when I moved here, they used to have the ECC. It was Reform at that point. And whenever he met the rabbi, you know, he referred to her, referred to her as a rabbi, gave her chashivas. And why is that? So always a person needs to know that they have a chelik. They're still part of the community. They're still part of Yahadus. Once you cut them off, there's nothing to speak about. Even his psak and halacha, he's very careful in psak halacha. He's very careful when he's talking about You never give a psak where you know the person is not going to listen to you. Once that person won't listen to you one time, they won't listen to you the second time, and the third time, and the fourth time, and you lost them. You always have to, that's why he's always moraheter. When he felt that, he had to be moraheter. He was so often finding a way to defend a minhag that probably was an incorrect minhag. I remember when I first moved in, so they asked me to give, those days I had daven shacharis. So they asked me to introduce shofar blowing. So I got up and I started introducing halachas to shofar blowing, and I said, oh, by the way, you know, when it comes to this yihiratzon, you shouldn't say the yihiratzon, it's a hefsek. So when I, mincha time, I come to shul, next thing I know, the president comes over to me and he says, okay, let me hear your side of the story. So I didn't know I did something wrong, but I said, what happened? So I told him, I said, you asked me to make that, you know, announce the halachas, and I announced the halachas. He says, you know, that's not our hamini. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. So I went over to Rabbi Kelman to apologize. And jokingly, I said, in my shul, this is how I grew up. The rabbi got up and said that you shouldn't say yihiratzon. And then we all said yihiratzon. I mean, I thought maybe that's the minhag. The rabbi says that to him, we all do it. I told him a famous story with the Shagas Aryeh. When he first got his first job, so in Akdamas, I forgot exactly how it was over there. They minhag was to do, maybe they said the bracha first and then they said Akdamas, and the Shagas Aryeh says, no, you have to do Akdamas first and then the bracha. So they want to throw him out of town. What are you talking about? This is our minhag. How can you change a minhag? So after that, every year, the Shagas Aryeh put out a kuntras of minhagim. You know, here's the history of the minhag, the halachas of the minhag, etc., etc. When he threw in the Aseres HaDibros, they came out with him and said, Rabbi, you know, Aseres HaDibros is not a minhag. He says, yeah, but if you thought it was a minhag, maybe you'd be showing me them. So it goes to show you, you know, the curse of the minhag is not something from our generation. It's been going around for a few hundred years of how much we take minhag. Anyhow, during that, between that mincha marav, so what did the rabbi do? He got up and gave a shiur defending the minhag of saying yihi ratzon at that point. I thought that was a very funny moment. Okay. The second was Reb Chaim Shmuel Lovitz. I wanted to choose it. After all, so it's Rabbi Kellerman's Rebbe. So if you look, this is the Gemara on page 3. Vayitzaveima b'nei Yisrael, Amar Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzhak, Amatzon, Matzivim, what did he give a commandment? Or Pasha Shiluach Avadim. And Pasha Shiluch Avadim, Va'asik Reb Hila, the Amar Lo Nensha Yisrael, Ela Pasha Shiluch Avadim, Hu Tasev, Miketz Sheva Sham Tashluch, Isha Zechiv, Esa Ifri. So what was it? What do you mean they got punished? What did they do wrong? And the Biur in the bottom explains really how the Gemara wise explained, but let's look at Reb Chaim on page 4. Really an unbelievable Ha'ara. And I also think, as we introduce this, as we're going through Reb Chaim, I think it's not a secret. Rabbi Kellerman was not into the, Shabbos with the stars. It wasn't something that spoke to him. He was somewhat against it. I never understood what was the rationale. I mean, this past week is really very beautiful. He had someone to daven, etc. What was it? Maybe. I'm not saying it is because I never spoke to him about it. What is the possibility to be? And listen to Reb Chaim speak. So, the second paragraph. Umikra mefurashu b'yir me'yehov kom Hashem alkei Yisrael anokhi karosi bris es avoseichem b'yom hotzi yosom me'eretz Mitzrayim me'beis avin le'mar. I made a bris with your fathers. Mikei sheva shanim tishachu ishes achiv ha'ivri. Krisis. What is the krisis? Bris miyuchedes hoyu beyitzias mitzrayim, a mitzvah shiluach eved ivri. At that point in time, that's when they were told. V'yesh lehisaboni matam nitzdava b'mitzvah zu b'shazu. V'arei ein mitzvahs eved ivri noheg es el b'sman shayovel noheg. It's not going to be noheg. First of all, this generation is not going to be noheg with it whatsoever. I mean, you know, they were the Dor HaMidbar. And even that, when he came in, it's only when Yovel was introduced, v'hayovel o'nohag, ad shenichnesu le'eretz v'chol kuha. That means 14 years later. V'imkein matam lahakdim mitzvah zu odif ne matzah zu. What's the reason? Od amru Yerushalmi lo nen she Yisrael al pasha shluch avodim. Kolomar me'acha she'al mitzvah zu shluch avodim nitztava b'yom tzeisa b'mitzrayim. Since this mitzvah was commanded in the day that they left, lachem, or it's not the day, but the time, lachem nanishu alah yosem asher kol mitzvah sabatora. Unbelievable. Therefore, they were punished even more by this than all the other mitzvahs that they were in Shomer. Why is that? So he quotes Yirmiyahu, misbar menak suvim ki gzeiras hagolus haisa onesh al shabit lo mitzvahzum. Gullus later on is going to happen because we were mavata, we weren't mekayim this mitzvah. Ki olehem nistava v'nechus habris b'yom hatzeisim yitzim v'trayim yibes avadim. Shekirin shenishchazaka mitzvah zu kol kacha yidei shenistava olehem yitzos v'trayim yisvar nisba'u olehem yosef. They were punished even more. So why should that be? Amazing klal that he's going to introduce for Chaim. He goofed tzorch bear. Mahu hachizah shenasu ayde hatsivu b'shas yitzis mitzrayim. Ha'ein dai letzavasam b'mitzvah shluch avodim eis matzador. The Eidam is going back. Why do you have to mention at this point? Elekachu b'yurim shel devar. Koshigada huli adam l'shalech l'chavshi yis avodim. It is very difficult. Well, I don't think we appreciate this at all, this statement, because avdus to us, you know, slavery is just totally... But it means that maybe workers, es kinyanu v'amalo, v'avki nefasho shala eved kamar kilecheres v'ol hashibet kvar v'labiyosa eina adam markish b'kolzos. It's hard to feel it. Okay, but why? Nitztav v'mitzvah zu davka b'shosh yotzu mi'atzma b'yis avodim. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it was commanded to them, now that you're leaving Mitzrayim, you're inspired now. Something happened at this moment. B'shoa shehergishu b'nefashem esimchas acheres hagdola. And an epiphany, they had a realization of the unbelievable greatness of cheres. Osa shoa shel yitzias me'adus acheres meshiba l'ge'ula me'afele yargado. Hi ashoa haksheira haru'uya lahargish l'shmoa heitev. It's a tzava elyon shemikei sheva shon. At that moment, isn't this the most appropriate time to tell you the mitzvah? Ukeini shenema v'atem yedatem is nefesh hager ki gerim hayisim b'eres Mitzrayim. You went through this. You know exactly the feeling of cheiros. V'kivin shenistava leh b'sha shahoy libam pasuach l'shmoa. At that moment when you had the ability to hear, to feel, to understand, es ha-mitzvah ha-gedola sh'shilua chavadim, kiblu aleim b'leiv sholem. Va-kabbalah hazos roi lo, lo sh'lo tomish mi-zekrom li-olam. It should have been that this wouldn't have been left to you. This should have been in your blood, in your DNA. Afli acha shrugi chedvach romim is yemug liyechu. Lochein hoysa tviya ko tamura chamura. Afli odoris rabam. Reb Chaim is going to continue. What he's saying is that when you have a regish, when you have a feeling, when something emotional grabs you, that's the moment to start doing something. And why were they punished even more so? Because if you were inspired, if you actually had the ability at that point to take on a minhag, to take on a mitzvah, to change your life, whatever it is, and you chose not to, it's even worse than if you never had the regesh. It's a commentary on the person. I don't understand. You were inspired. You did nothing about it. That's first of all what the Gemara is saying. I don't think that's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is going to give you the positive aspects. This foundation of watching, of observing the time that you become have a certain regesh, Isa b'Gemara Sanhedrin, Tokfu Shaboas, Avinusano Shapalti Ben Lish. What does that mean? Rabos Banos also Chai Viatulisa Kulana. Rabos Banos Chayil Ze Yosef. Viatulisa Kulana Zabalti Ben Lish. Shenasan Lo Shaul Is Bito Leisha. Velo Karav Eliyah Shonim Rabos. And he go into him many, many years. Why? Because he knew that she was really engaged to Davin. Shaul wanted to, stop the wedding. So what did he do? Put a sword in between the two of them. If anyone has relations with her, should be killed with this cherub. Emnon. Right? Nesu adava. Shapaltu ke. What does that mean? Lamala midar chateva? Ulam sholu chazal. What did he do? Ki eno tzim neis el misha osu be asma hakoka dedi notzim navera. Neis. If you do everything you can, and you can't stop from navera, so all right, so God will save you. Imkei ma osu no atz cherub ben lebein no. Ve'ishus bonein. What do I mean? Take the cherub out. What's the big deal? Just take it out. Ella. The next page, Rega Godol Hoyolo Lepaltio. Rega, a minute. Shenis Totzebo Regesh Kodesh Rigamala Chalota Aza Belibel Himan Mever. He was so inspired. What did he do? He did an action. He did something that he will always remember at that moment. Me Sha Osek Bedavaze Yidube Kerva, but Yodeo Hoyipaltio. He knows. You have good days, you have bad days. I don't know. Maybe I'll lose my. I'll have my Yetzirah overtake me. Okay, no, it's cherev laos zikron lerega hakadosh ahu lachlota hanretzus shetachle. Just go to the next lechol adam. So we'll skip lechol adam regaim shalis oris veikra avodahi. Everyone has moments of inspiration. The shamer es his ora shalot tefogt, to control yourself to make sure you don't lose. I'll give you an example. Amazing. A number of years ago, this has to be 15 years ago, maybe less. I don't remember. I remember Rabbi Kalman telling me a story, and I told it over in the drasha. It was downstairs in the 9:15 minyan, whatever time it was then those days. I said the first time that Rabbi Kalimer met his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. So Reb Chaim, I think, already had a stroke, and they were talking, and Reb Chaim said to him in Yiddish something about, you see me now as a broken man, you're a young man, and you should chaperai. You should chaperai. In other words, these years that you're learning, you should chaperai. And I told this story downstairs, and someone came over to me years later, and he says, you know what? I don't know if you remember, but to tell me about this, the drasha that I gave. And I said, yeah, I do remember. He says, I was so inspired at that moment, I decided I was going to do Daf Yomi, and I'm going to the Siyum next week. It was a person who, that's exactly what Reb Chaim is saying. Sometimes something, someone, or words, a maisa, an action inspires you, and you have to grab onto it. And he's going to give a number of other examples of people. Of course, he's going to give the Rebbe Lezer ben Dodai. Also, in fact, his tshuva was a very famous tshuva that he did. That's the idea of Reb Chaim, of taking on a certain regish, a certain something's inspired, you should act upon it. Page 8 is more the halakha part, which is really just something totally different, which I found this interesting. Just fascinating. The third, I understand, Vayidab Hashem Moshe El Aaron, Vayitzavim El Bnei Yisrael, Lashon Vayitzavim El Bnei Yisrael. So, Reb David Soloveitchik, and here and now you can say Zatzal, Amar B'Shem Moron HaGriz, right, the Brisker Rav, the Bahakra Nemar Haminoi Shemina Kadosh Baruch Hu is Moshe Lemelech. You know what you see over here? And here you can see the problem with this pshat. I'll explain it to you as we go through. What's the problem with the pshat? It says Vayidaber Hashem Moshe V'yel Aram. And the Brisker Rav says this pasuk shows you that that at this moment in time, Moshe had a din of a melech. He became a melech. Why? Because he's using Hashem Vayitzaveh. What's the problem with this, obvious from the Pasuk? Aaron. Aaron's also a melech. So we'll see. We'll see how he explains it. By the way, if you look at the introduction of the Abarbanel, I think it's on the Yehoshua Shoftim. The Abarbanel there goes through all the different nafgaminas between a melech later on that we're going to have a melech and the Shoftim and Moshe and Yehoshua, etc. There are that they all had a din of a melech. There were certain nafgaminas and distinctions between them. But this idea that Moshe was a melech is not unique to what the Brisker Rav is saying. He's saying from this pasuk. V'zeu mashal mar kosev ha'yitzaveim b'nei Yisrael perish hemlichu al b'nei Yisrael l'hotziz b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. V'hosev Rav David says shlito or zatzal da'piza yesh levar ma'idach siv v'yerv dekola avodecha elai mishtachbu li lemotzei. What is milchora tamua? Lo mishtachbu lo el v'koin ten the griz. Moshe Hoya Melech Lipnei Yitzisam Yitzrayim Shapi Yishtach Velo Kivin Shoy Melech. Moshe was already a Melech at this point in time prior to leaving Mitzrayim. Ela Sheheira Zeh Mizvachim Mizvachim Kufbeis. So what is the Chomish Simchos Haysa Lisheva Yisera B'nei Yisrael? And now he's going to go through different times throughout all the different psukim later on to show that maybe he wasn't such a wasn't a melech at this point in time. Look in the next paragraph. V'hinei b'tankuma. P'sal l'cha. Chayecha shani yoseh oscha melech ve'ato posel l'cho mishatirta. You are the melech. You do with the luchos as you want to. Harimavu b'tankuma shelo haya Moshe melech b'shosho yimitraim. Ah, he's trying to show now, yeah, he's a melech over here, but he wasn't a melech inside Mitzrayim. He was serving them. If he was serving them, how could he have been a melech? You turn the page, he asks the next question. First of all, you are including Aaron. Aaron himself can't be a melech, right? Aaron's from the Kohanim. See on the on page 9, the first full paragraph, Hinei b'pasik siva yedaber Hashem Moshe v'yelarum v'yitzavim b'nei Yisrael. V'nir mizeh degam Aaron nasa l'melech? Tzarchiyin. Lo matzina b'shum makam sh'aron ha yamelech. You never heard of Aaron being the melech. V'hagam halo ein Moshe m'konim melechim. And this happens to be this little bracket, a little bit of a machlokas. The Ramban holds that's true, but the Rambam holds, except for Machane Yehuda, all the other Machanos, all the other Shvatim are allowed to have their own kings. And maybe the Rambam doesn't take task the Chashmonaim becoming the kings during the time of Hanukkah. Re'isi bi'orachayim shekosav demay techseva yitzavein haynu shehem lichem abenei Yisrael v'aparo atas v'yitzavein hashem l'nagin. Umayata, I would say, Morosa my Yisrael va'aparo mishem hachi yachas alakasav ki ema midem melech Yisrael ela miyuchas akadav akadavivaro. So how can this be? So what he explains, this is Rabbi Yitzchak Sorokin, a very nice chiddush, very brisk, very simple, saying there are two halachas. There's a halacha of a shei melech, and then there is a din of a malchus. In other words, you have the authority of a melech without having the shame of the melech. He says maybe that's really why you have all this saying, yes, vayitzaveim, he already had the authority of the melech, but he didn't have a shame of the melech. And I will add to this to say there also is a distinction between the shame hamelech of beginning with Shaul as a melech versus the shoftim and versus Moshe and Yehoshua. There's a discussion about today in Parliament, the Israeli Parliament, what kind of authority do they have, right? It comes really into the question of more than the authority, but how could women be in, How could, you know, with the prime minister, with Golda Meir, should she have the ability to be the prime minister? Fascinating discussions. We're not going to discuss that tonight. It's possible that maybe, I'll just throw this out there, maybe there's a difference. I know the Shrura is a problem, you know, when it comes to women, and why some will argue, number one, if we accept a woman to be over us, i.e. like with the Devorah, then it's not a problem. Others will say that a prime minister is not as powerful as you think. Maybe that's not a din Shrura. I was just wondering, is there a difference between a Shem Melech and a din of a Melech? Would that make any of a difference? I don't know. Okay. Let's move on. The Noam Elimelech on page 11. He goes back to the beginning of the parsha, and we'll see two different understandings. Vayidaber Elokim Moshe, Nira LeForish, the Ishla B'Gemara. What happened in the beginning? It says, Vayidaber Elokim Moshe, and then he's going to go to a softer tone of Vayomer. Rishon Tchilosin Shalva B'Sofa Yisur. First he says, Rishon, the way they begin their Shalva, they're at peace, and at the end they have Yisurim. Tzadikim Moshe, the opposite, Tchilosin Yisurim B'Sofa Shalva. First, you're over the Kadosh Baruch Hu with fear. V'lishmar atzmo miyetzahara. And to guard yourself against yetzahara. V'lishabe kol hatavios and gashmiyos. That's tchilas yetzahara. And as you go through life, you first have to get rid of yetzahara. V'achak asher zocha l'shabe kol hatavos. Once you've gotten to this point, then you can have shalvi, have peace, and zelva yidaber lekim shadiber hu lashon koshos v'alokim hu madregas yira upeirusha v'yidaber lashon koshos. God first is giving him in a hard task to him. Ratzalomer otzke shahim madregas yira. Then when he was in the level of yira, v'yomei lava ani Hashem. He was taking him to task the way he spoke to him at this point. Lama harayosa, why did you make it so difficult then? V'yeshlama zo kavanash Rashi. V'yedaber lekim diber ito mishpat al shehikshol ledaber v'loma lama harayos lom hazeh. First he was going to give him mishpat. He was going to give him din. Kedi Isa ben Medra, shehetiach tovarim kalpe malos, because Moshe is giving a taina to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ubiyemes chas v'shalom, she Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashlami yetiach tovarim neged Hashem Yisbarach. You never would have. Rak zeh hoysa machmas godel avas Yisrael, v'zemora a godel avas habori Yisbarach Shemo. What really happened? Ha perish gotu v'yidar b'lekim kolomar. God could have punished him right then and there. Ach machma shahoya megodel avas Yisrael, the unbelievable love that Moshe Rabbeinu had for Klal Yisrael, he avas habari yisbar shemo. That itself is the love of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That the banim, that the children of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Lochein vayomrei love hani Hashem shiamir raka biyahavo. That was the godless. That was the pasuk there. I wanted to punish him. Moshe, God wanted to punish Moshe, but he realized the reason why Moshe was so much arguing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu because it was unbelievable. Avas Yisrael. And that's this Avas Yisrael, the love of Klal Yisrael, is really one of the Yisoda Yisodas of Rabbi Kalma. That was the Yisodas, that was the foundation, really, of this, his Ahava that he had, really, I'm saying, really for everyone. Lav Dafka just for a fellow Jew, but for everyone in Klal Yisrael, but also in Nikola Olam, he showed a tremendous amount of respect. I think last year I told a little story, and there's so many stories, you know, the gas station stories. I was privy to one of them when everyone realized, you know, we got stuck. We went to a funeral. He didn't have gas. We got stuck on the side of the road. And this woman, African-American woman, sees us, stops and right away, comes out. Rabbi, how are you? Good to see you again. So she saw her before and pushes us off the side and gets into a gas station. The gas attendant understood. And I heard a story. I don't remember who said it. It wasn't when I was there, but some person, he was there. And one person who seemed to be very sad, and Rabbi Kalman asked him what was going on, and then he sat down with him for a very long time and was consoled him. And I was very inspired by this. It happened to me once. I heard someone talking on the phone. His kid was going through something very tragic, and his kid was on drugs, and he was almost committing suicide, blah, 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 you know. And I said, you know, I overheard you. I'm sorry. You know, anything I could do for you, can we tell you? And he was very happy to talk a little bit. You know, we didn't have a very long conversation, but that was an inspiration from Rabbi Kalman. The Abdurav, the Oev Yisrael. Yesterday was the, by the way, the yard site for what's his name, A.J. Heschel. So A.J. Heschel is a great great grandchild of the Abdurav, and he was named after him. Anyhow, he says as follows. Two more pieces. Two beautiful pieces. Vayidabra lakim vayomer. Perish Rashi. Diberi to koshos l'chora digu sharashi mimasha huskekan lashem vayidabra lakim. And again, so this first paragraph is the same thing as the Noam Elimelech explains. V'nira de Rashi ozla shitasha sheperish besofa parsha shal malam izol apasak. Ata tira ezar said, now you will see. Now you will see what I will do. Atatira now, avabimuchamos laman alav malachim lo tira. But with the mechli, you notice you won't go into Eretz Yisrael. Ze hadava haya bevadai kosher b'nei Moshe shel yizke leros esa aris hakadosh. In other words, the Abdur Rav is saying is, we start with vayyadar b'lekim of lashon rakos, you know, hard, and then it becomes sweet. What does that mean? Lezedik Rashi Shapish Shema Shehisko Kam Vayidaber Lakim Al Shadibri Tel Koshos of a Sofa Pasim Arame Shagam Zel Loha Yimitzadadin. Even at the end, you thought that what I'm telling you now is harsh. You thought it was Rakos. In the end, you're going to see that what I did for you, or the Gzardin that I did right now, is to the benefit of all. Rak adarabba zehoyim itzara rachim evi ava gemura. V'chiba yisever no daslo. Tremendously loved him. Otzalama. Shashem yisbaruch hodiyo oz hatova gedol shegili yisrael mizah. I'm telling you now, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael, but there's going to be a great good that happens to Klal Yisrael because of that. Kimama chazal al hapasak. Mizmar la'asav kino mi boilei. Elulfisha Shafach Kodesh Baruch Hu Es Chamoso Ala Eitzim Elavanim. During the Churban Habayis, God destroyed the buildings, but not the people. I should mention that close to 1 million Jews were killed during the Churban Habayis. You have to take this line a little bit differently. It could have been worse, but still 1 million Jews. Avel Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Hayu Machnas as Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. Also, you call Avav No from the front of Hayu Kolo Hayu. This is a famous Tosfos talk. Because Moshe Rabbeinu did not go into Eretz Yisrael, it was a possibility for us to lose Eretz Yisrael. V'hoisa Aretz Kavush Lefnei Bnei Yisrael Be'ein Potzer Peh. Yeah, there would have been Melech Mashiach. It's hard to understand all this. Then it never would have happened if Moshe built the Beis HaMikdash. It never could have been destroyed. What would have been destroyed instead? People. Nimsa shezeh hadava haya be'emes tova gedola be'eni Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom sheyatzam nimsa shokai. Now, it was so sweet. Of course, this is much better. Ulozos hoysem yidosam e'olam limsor navsho avu b'nei Yisrael. So that's Moshe, of course. Give up his whole life for Klal Yisrael. Mi'ata mitocha dvarim eila nirim zorim le'ena ayin haroeh. Niskalu leMoshe Godel Ha'ava VaChesed VaRachamim Gemurim and the Smachim Zeli Yisrael. You know this. This is This is the Musa. This is a Musa for all of us. We so often go through something that the moment in time seems to be a Gzar Din. It seems to be a Gzar Din Ra. And even in every Gzar Din Ra, there's a Tov. There's a goodness that is going to come out of it. Look at the next column. Zeh Shalom HaShalom HaMelech Olam HaShalom. Tova Tochachas Megula. It's great, the Tochacha that is exposed. Right? Just like you are Mavarach al Hara, Kachim al Tova, Kachim Mavarach al Hara. Nexiv me pi Elin lo say to Harad la Tov. Hainu Kasher, Bola Adam, Aza Sibol, Lotova, Tzarva Daka, Chas Vishalom, Hakohu la Tov. You always have to think that this is from Kaddish Baruch Hu. And when you do this, I think he says this in the next page, once you do this, you realize, if you believe that everything is truly Me'ez Hashem, then you're not even paying when you're receiving the Tochacha, because you realize that this is something which is beneficial to you. If you look at the next page, on page 14, Oh, Yesh Lomu Azer Derech, Tova Tochachas Megula, what does it mean? She'yochel Adam Lasos, Me'atochas Megula Tova. When this happens, you can have a good feeling. Lahamtik Me'elav Hadin Ma'idei Ha'avas Mustaris. Because you realize deep down God is doing this for a proper reason, a good reason. Anyone who read the introduction, the Hakdama of Rabbi Kalim Sefer, you can see that he's struggling with this statement. You can see that he struggled. I didn't bring it. I really should have read it. But he was struggling with the statement in his Hakdama. This was dedicated to the child that he lost. And he readily said he's struggling with this terrible catastrophe that occurred to him. It's not something that I would ever say to Rabbi Kelmer directly. And I don't know if this is true. I didn't know Rabbi Kelmer before that this was in 1970. My neshama tells me, it changed his life. It may have made him even a greater person than he ever was before. I think somehow deep down it just, you know, became part of him, his ability to empathize with everyone who was going through tzaras. You know, the first person who came to me after my father's patira was Rabbi Kalmer. Rabbi Fink is four blocks away. And Rabbi Kalmer is the one who found Rabbi Fink learning in yeshiva somewhere. He knew where to look for him, much I tell you. But I remember that was the first month he was able to be there to allow a person, so myself, to be able to cry on his shoulder, to allow the emotions of the loss. He was able to always be there for us in those moments. The final piece is really from last week. I remember once, I was in the other room, remember when you're having children, you know, it comes a time, you know, you want to take a break, etc., etc. And the one time, finally, we asked, and I went over, and this is the only time Rabbi Kalman, someone showed a little bit of disappointment, a little anger, and he said, Menachem, you don't have a Muna. You don't have a Muna. You don't have a Muna. He's right. This is from last week. It's a beautiful idea. Parshas Vayomer Lo Hashem Maza Biyadcha. It's one of the signs that you have. Regalo spoke last week about the leprosy. And this is a little bit different. Vayomer Shechu Arza, take your makal and throw it on the floor. Vayishlechu Arza Vayhilad Nachash Vayunatz Moshe Mehuna. Moshe got scared, ran away. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Shlach Yadcha Vachoz Biznavo. Hold on to him, right in the middle. It became a matzah again. Ubiya Rabbi Kodesh Me'ozrov. Be'er Moshe. Shehine matah hi mish'anes. This is something which you lean on. Sho'aleha nish'an v'nismacha adam. V'kemoshe nema. Im yokam v'sali b'chutz. Al mish'anto. Right? V'chei matzina b'tavri chazal shamim b'nei chutra l'yidah. Upeirish Rashi Rotsa Ani Sheyeli Ben Sheyachse Biyodi B'Sgunotzi. I want to have a child that I'll be able to lean on later on in life. Zemerames are called mitach sheyesh la'adam be'eza siba kolshi. This goes to what are you depending on in your life? Im shubotech b'basav adam she'ezrael. Some people think a person's going to help you. Oshu botech b'kasav v'zahav, where he thinks his money is going to save him. Remember when I went on first when I went on my own. So the person, I don't remember who it was, and he said to me, he says, Baruch Hashem, you're going to be your own, you won't be over Avodah Zarah ever again. So, what do you mean? Why would I be? What, I didn't know I was over Avodah Zarah until now, but now why am I being over Avodah Zarah? He says, because now you know that you thought you were dependent on your bosses to make a living. And now you're going to learn you're dependent on the Kadosh Baruch Hu to make the yarn on your own. You'll see. It's somewhat true. My father always used to say to me, he had certain lines that always spoke to him much more than other lines in Tefillah. And in benching, he used to say, "Ki im liyadcha hapsucha v'rechav." He says, "I don't want to have to be dependent on a ben adam. I want to be dependent on a Kadosh Baruch Hu." Oshu somech hachachma somuflegas gushnam. Maybe you just think you're smart enough. She'elu chiyotze behen nechlolim b'mata. That's the mata. You're leaning on it. That's so beautiful. This stick becomes a nachash. That stick, when you depend on something else other than the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that in the end, that's when it's going to bite in your ruchnius and your gashmius. Ki kasher ha'adam shocheh me'akadosh baruch ha'as v'shalom. When you depend on anyone else but the Kadosh Baruch Hu, gufa sibas yiridas of hashlos, and that's what causes you to fall. Leumat zos nizka she'ein makom lebitachon zulas haKadosh Baruch Hu, shavat shuvas adam because nasachal. If you really believe it's only God, again next page in page 16, when Ezra secha ein Ezra Azar Yeshua, oz. A nachash nefach lamata v'nasa kedomim she'em bo kocho lahaziklal. And then the nachash goes away, that yetzahara, that which is going to bite you, falls apart. Umikan yuma kol echa l'chol prat v'inyin shelo yechshav ani osisi b'kushoni ha'neflaim v'afchach masi. Don't think you're the one who succeeded at it. Eli yeda, ki Hashem osalo es kol achayel hazeh. Began the Idach Gis, and then the other side, Al Yomar Bi Choser Kashronos Heim Shevin De Hefsed. Don't say with me like Kmo Kovah Peh with Moshe. He was a Kovah Peh. He didn't have the ability to speak. Who was it that said that the reason why he was a Kovah Peh to show that? I forget what it was. Oh Shema Masay Garmelo is a Hezev Chofiyos say Elo. Nasu rak berotan Hashem yisparach yelah kolayetz etc. I thought it was a very, very nice little dig and very nice little shot, but it really speaks to the power of Amunah. You know, we speak so much about Rabbi Kelman's knowledge of halacha and his midos and his chashivas that he gave to everyone, to every individual. I think sometimes we forget the unbelievable Amunah b'Hashem that he had. Like you really felt, you know, when you spoke to him, you know, here was a person who was walking with the Kadosh Baruch Hu yom and v'layla. A tremendous amount of Amunah and bitachon, whatever the Kadosh Baruch Hu would grant or not grant, this was something which he was able to accept with the true ahava. Second year of Yahrzeit, it's hard to believe, it's 2 years already since the Ptira of Rabbi Kelmer. We lost him really before then when we weren't able to see him, so, you know, during those last few months. There's really so much more to say, and a lot was said over this weekend. But most importantly, I've always said, is that we have to learn to live with all of the Musar and all of the Torah and all of the ideas that we've heard over these last 30 or 40 years and to incorporate within our lives. And that would be the greatest bracha, that would be the greatest Yeshua to Rabbi Kelmer, to have his neshama, to have an aliyah in the higher and higher, when he realized that all of his teachings and his Torah, we absorb and we imitate him and we mimic him. And that would be the greatest attribute or tribute that we could give to Rabbi Kalimer, to Hein Nishmaso Tzura B'Toch HaChayim, Rabbi Kalimer Zechuso Togin Aleinu.
Amen. Shkoyach.
Thank you.
Thank you.